I was a really good high school football player, but I was a really good high school football player in Montana, which is sort of like we say in sports writing, I'm a sports writer, like being the world's tallest midget. It's really not a lot of honor in that. But I was good enough to be able to get to play college football at the University of Montana. And college football players, I don't know if you guys know, are really like kind of cruel and mean to one another in a sort of friendly, brotherly way. I guess it's maybe a way to sort of deal with our repressed homosexuality. But we would do stuff all the time, like just play really nasty pranks on each other. We would wait until guys would hook up with girls, and we would then take everything out of their room and put it on the roof and fill their room with like 4 feet of beer cans. And we would like wait until they would go, and we would open up their box springs and like slit their box springs and put like hamburger meat underneath in their mattress. And one time we went over to another guy's house that we were feuding with, and we unscrewed the grate, the heating grate on his house, and put like a whole giant red snapper that we'd bought at the store in the grate and screwed it back on and then turned the heat up the house and left. So we always kind of had to be aware of that kind of thing. Well, as I sort of got older, I realized that I wasn't a particularly good football player, all things considered. I was short and slow and white and really just not very quick. And I was dating a girl that I really liked a lot, and I was trying really hard to sort of be a journalism major at the University of Montana. And all these things were sort of coming together, and I was stressed out all the time, and always had to be aware of pranks being played on me and whatnot, and getting my butt kicked every day in football. And I decided in my mind that I had to give up one of these things. I had to give up the girl, I had to give up the football, or I had to give up school. And I really liked the girl, even though looking back, I realized that I was way too needy and she was way too crazy for us to ever work. But I decided, okay, I got to give up football. And so I went into the football coach's office and said, I can't do this anymore. I realized that this isn't for me. I got to quit. And I was so like sort of emotionally like strung out about it. I was upset. I really couldn't sort of deal with the fact that my whole life had just kind of changed. And so I went back to my house where all my friends were, and I wasn't quite ready to tell them yet, but when I walked in the door, they were like, hey, Kevin, somebody left a package for you on the front porch, so you know, you might want to check that out. So I was like, oh, that's weird, like, what a nice thing, like, I've just quit football, and I'm so depressed and upset, and someone's left me a package. And so, I guess I should have known in retrospect, because it was addressed to like, Kevin, and the return address was, like, from Mr. Hankey at South Park, Colorado. And so I opened the package, and honest to God, there was about a 2.5 feet piece of poop. And I'm not talking about like dog poop or whatever, I'm talking about like an actual like human piece of poop. And I was so like sort of upset about this that I dropped the package and I burst into tears. And I went upstairs, and my friends were like, "Ah, oh, isn't that funny?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I just quit the football team, and then you give me a piece of shit to sort of commemorate that." And they kind of like burst into tears. But it was kind of the first moment in my life when I realized I had to sort of, you know, move on from being an athlete and, you know, become to be someone who could, you know, they could make funny stories about anything. So the girl didn't work out. I have a wife who I love very much. She's here tonight, and she loves puns. So I told her that if I got a chance to tell the story this night, I would call it making the best of a shitty situation. So.